Test 82, Section 4, Question 9. Now, this one, we're looking for the flaw. It says geckos are found in any environment where there's an abundant population of gnats. So you get gnats, you have geckos. Gnats can only survive in wet climates. So that says if you have gnats, it has to be wet. And because there are no geckos here, there must not be an abundant population of gnats. So there are no geckos, therefore no gnats. And consequently, the climate here must not be wet. Now, the problem with this one, if you end up diagramming this up, you can see it a little bit easier. Basically, what we have is if there are gnats, then there are geckos. If there are gnats, then it's a wet climate. Now, the first part of the first conclusion that they make in the argument, because there are no geckos, there are no gnats, or not abundant population of gnats, and that's valid. But that doesn't mean if we don't have gnats, then it's not wet. So this is going backwards on the arrow. It's a bad if then. So presumes that justification that gecko lizards can survive only in environments with abundant gnat populations. No, that's not really what we were getting. Presumes without justification that all wet environments contain abundant population of gnats. That's saying if wet, then gnats. And maybe there, that's got the right parts. Does not consider whether small populations can survive in climates that are not wet. Doesn't really matter. Does not mention whether gecko lizards eat anything besides gnats. It doesn't matter whether it does. Fails to establish that some gecko lizards could not survive in a dry climate containing only a small population. That's not what we're getting. Now, what B is saying is that it assumes that if it's wet, then it has to have gnats, and therefore a lack of gnats would mean it's not wet, which is in fact what this argument is doing. It's a little tricky. Normally they'll just say, you know, something about sufficient and necessary conditions, but this one they actually have you look at the specific necessary and sufficient conditions and figure out which thing is illicitly assumed. And so therefore B is our best answer.